It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Recorded live.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shop Radio Show. Crotch Shop Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy's the Wimpy's.
Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry, want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today will not be any different. We are going to be exposing stuff. We are going to have some fun today. Today we're going to have open lines. Open lines, if you guys want to call in. Here's the number. Oh, here it is. Haha.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Anyways, I'd like to give a big shout out to everyone that is listening in the chat room. I'd like to give a big shout out to Christy, Anon, and all the rest of the people listening out there in radio land. Today is Friday. We are live. Today is Friday, April 8th, 2011, 10:03 p.m. Of course, we are on iTunes. Just search for the Crotch Shot Radio Show on iTunes. Feel free to download all 488 shows. Tell your friends to download it. And no, this is not for kids. Not for the kids. We got Ida set up in the chat room. Hi, Ida. How you doing? She just said hello. And you guys could go check out. We got two chat rooms. We got one on TalkShoe, which is the network that I'm on. And also, we have another one on Crotch Shot Radio. .com/listen live. And so today will not be. Oh, she said, hey baby. Hey baby, hey baby, hey. Girl say, hey baby, baby. There you go. See? Little song and dance for you lovely people out there. And, man. So, Yeah, I just posted this. I posted this show on Godlike Productions, and damn, there are a lot of dicks there. He's like, explain what it is or shut the fuck up. It's a radio show. Just fucking come listen. Have an open mind. People just, unless you're like freaking bone dry like Jones or anybody else, like, you can't make jokes. You gotta be serious. Anyways, Before we start with this, let me start with the first story here. Japan will soon will be the new Atlantis. A strong aftershock ripped through northeastern Japan, killing at least 2 people, injuring more than 100, and piling misery on a region still buried under the rubble of last month's devastating tsunami. With all the earthquakes and tsunamis Japan is getting, it's safe to assume that they are going to be sinking into the ocean. Many gamers and perverts are saddened by this realization. This is because of our PlayStation, Xbox, and Wii come from Japan. Also, not to mention the lolicon and incest porn that will be extinct as soon as the island sinks with the fishes. Environmentalists have said that if Japan were to sink, it wouldn't be that bad because, let's face it, the Japs are a very clean people. Another positive is how much of a positive impact that this will have on our economy here in the States, because the S&P has already reported that Japanese pussy is now a very valuable commodity and has now been listed as $400,000 an ounce. Shaved pussy, however, is rumored to be worth more than $500,000 an ounce. So, with this whole thing, some good news and some bad news when it comes to Japan. If you guys want to talk about Japan, we got Casey up in here. We got Casey, our resident, the closest thing to an Asian we have here. So, I mean, look, Japan is about to explode. So pretty soon, get your Toyotas, you know what, I guess they won't have to worry about that problem with the Toyota Prius, with the acceleration sticking and all that, because they won't, in fact, probably Toyota will have to move to the States. Would that mean more jobs? I mean, I hate to think about, I hate to say it like this, you know what, I really don't give a shit. I mean, in fact, if you guys go on comedytrio.com, I wrote like a little article. I don't know if I mentioned it here. Mentioned the article here how the how this has been a silver lining, especially for the sex industry, because, I mean, I don't know if you're on Craigslist or anything like that. You see how these Japanese prostitutes, they charge an arm and a leg, like $300 to $400 an hour for their services. Well, since there's a high influx of refugees coming from Japan, before you send your $10 to the Japanese relief effort, you should save it for a date. Think about it, there is now a wave of hot Japanese chicks flooding the United States. That means there's going to be a lot of competition in the escort industry. This means the day these Japanese whores charging $250 to $400 for an hour will be gone. I suggest that when you call one of these establishments, you haggle and mention that their cousin just arrived from Japan and she is willing to take a $50 bill and a Mentos for her services. That will force them to start negotiating with you for a fairer price. In fact, not to mention, maybe you're not into Japanese girls, but the fact of the matter is there are other ethnicities out there that will now have to fight for your perverted dollar. Doing They're fighting over your perverted dollar. So, you know, if you're inclined, because, you know, hey, you know, some guys are into prostitutes. You know, I like sluts, but not whores. There is a difference. But, yeah, so really, really, I mean, look, there's a lot of positive things to come from Japan seeking to the ocean and the Japanese earthquake and tsunami. Really think about it. Yeah, it's sad, you know, people are going to die, but really, we're going to have it here pretty soon? This could really mean more jobs, because, I mean, hell, I mean, how much manufacturing can really go on in China before the people start realizing, we want more money. We want more money. You know what? They'll just come back over here and, you know, shut the fuck up and pay the taxes. So anyways, here we go. Again, if you guys want to call in, please call in.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
And I don't like scat. Casey says I like scat. The only type of scat I like to do is Scatman Crothers. Dee da doo da doo doo. Da da doo da doo doo. Dee da. You know what? Can we. What's this? Either just put this on here and I don't know. She. Why are you putting stuff for people to, like, navigate away from the show? So anyways, yes. Anyways, moving on. I've been kicking around this idea of, you know, I've been having the suspicion, and I've come to the realization that the media and the criminal element within our government needs to demonize Muslims by showing them at speaking rallies to get people behind, you know, blowing them up. Because, see, look, they're acting crazy. You know, so and look, it does look bad. They speak loud and angry, holding signs in a language that I can't read. So the media says that they say death to America, jihad, and free beer. You know, bullshit. I mean, look at Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The bullshit the news says he says. I mean, but so I decided to look into this, and guess what? I have the real transcript. And here it goes. Ladies and gentlemen of Iran, I have come to you as a man on fire. I am angry at the state of affairs. I also feel your anger and know you want change. I am here to tell you I want change too. I have been wearing the same fucking suit for over 20 years. I mean, can a nigga get a fucking Armani in black? I mean, I'm tired of shopping at Crazy Ahmed's. I know I said there are no gays here, but that motherfucker is cupping my balls a little bit too much. I'm feeling like I'm a human Newton's cradle. You know, clack, 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 clack. You know those metal balls? Clack, 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 clack. You know. There you go. I had to explain the joke. Plus, the fucking mullahs only let me have $20 stipend for meals a fucking week. I'm a Muslim, and I can only afford a ham sandwich. What the fuck, yo? I'm famished. The president of France got a stripper. I got a bitch that looked like an ugly Gorbachev. Fuck this. I'm converting to Judaism and running for prime minister of Israel. I'm out. Shoutouts to all my Shia homies. Keep it Sharils. There you go. That's what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad really said. So that's what's really going on. I mean, look, he wasn't talking shit about Israel. He wasn't talking shit about America. He was just trying to get a better deal, you know? He's starving. The man is starving. You know, they're cheap. You know, they got oil and shit, and they're only giving them, like, what? They 20 bucks? And probably not even 20 bucks U.S. It's like 20... which is like 5 cents. What can you get for 5 cents a week? A ham sandwich. And possibly a spit in the face. Poor guy can't even tip. Which means how many times has Mahmoud Ahmadinejad fucking drank? I wonder how many gallons of fucking spit Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had to fucking drink, because A, the media calls him a fucking scumbag because they're misquoting him, and the fact that he can't fucking tip well. So we got that going on, and oh shit, I'm screwed. Yeah. So anyways, did anyone hear about that gay caveman that they found? He would hit his potential mates on the ass and drag them back to his fabulous cave with trending paintings on the walls. Anyways, the male body was said to date back between 2900 to 2500 BC, was discovered buried in a way normally reserved for women. The skeleton was found in Prague suburb in Czech Republic. Oddly enough, this is a neighborhood called Downtown Harvey Milk. The skeleton was buried upside down with its ass up in the air. It was also buried with assless chaps, a Madonna CD, and a stone dildo. I mean, poor Christy, man. Should I fucking say this? I can't say that joke. Anyways, we got Big O'Minion on here. What up, Big O'Minion? If you want to call in and talk some shit, feel free. You missed two great stories. So anyways, this next story we got here is, apparently there was this white dude running around shooting his web like he was fucking Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Bobby Carter, a 51-year-old truck driver and registered sex offender from Kentucky, was jailed after he allegedly started coming on a woman in the cereal aisle of Ashton area supermarket. You want milk, bitch? Fucking shooting web. He was just trying to milk. He was just trying to give her some milk. Why are you getting mad at a dude trying to get some milk? Give a chick some milk. Back to the article here. According to the Pennsylvania State Police, Carter parked his tractor trailer in front of a giant food store last month, walked inside, and asked a clerk for directions to an industrial park. After the store clerk gave him directions, he began wandering around the store. Surveillance video showed Carter as he was apparently following a woman around the store with his hands inside his pants. Here he is, the biggest creep in the universe. It's like, you know, look, we really need to relax some of these laws because, you know, a dude needs to jerk off. I mean, look, this is I blame the feminist movement for making men and turning them into making them so goddamn sexually frustrated, because it's like, no, you can't have sex with me. You can't have sex with me until you buy dinner, a movie, buy my kid a movie, get do this, do that, do that. So many fucking prerequisites just to get some ass nowadays. Poor dude had to follow this chick around and jack off. Like, I mean, really, seriously, ladies, you should really take that as a compliment. If a guy finds you so damn attractive that he has to fucking touch himself to relieve the pressure that you gave him because he finds you so damn attractive, why the fuck are you complaining? Did he pull? I mean, look, did he show you his PUD? I mean, look, and even then, is it really that serious? Do you really get that damn mad if a guy just like pulls it out and says, "Look what you did"? What da 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 da? You know, freaking. What's he doing? Is he making you guess how much it's worth, like if the price is right? So how much for this veiny cock? About 2 cents, Bob? 2 cents? 69 cents? Aha, I get it. But 69 cents? A dollar. A dollar. Okay, we got 2 cents, 69 cents, and a dollar. Okay, reveal. How much is the worth of this veiny fucking perverted cock? Oh, you owe him $5. Negative $5. Oh, man. You know. Yes, Christy. You know what, Chris? Christy's like, that's not true. Christy in the chat room, she says, that's not the woman's fault. It's not her job to oblige because a man can't control. You know what? Yes, it is, Christy. And I dare you to call in and debate me on that. I seriously dare you, you punk. Because you know what? If a woman's going to be walking around looking all good and sexy, you know what? Dudes are going to give her some attention. And really, what's so wrong with just you know, helping a man out in his time in need? See, if she would have been a nice enough person, a mensch, if you will, and just, like, gave him a little hand love, he wouldn't go to jail wasting taxpayer money, getting on a sex offender registry, wasting people's time. It's a victimless crime. The only reason why there's a victim is because a chick couldn't keep her damn mouth shut. Can I get an amen in the chat room, Bingo Minion, and on
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
CratchatRadio.com/listen live. You don't want me to. You know what? Bring it, Christy. I dare you. We got Maggot in the chat room. What up, Maggot? Oh, see? I got an amen. I mean, the dude's shooting his wad off. I mean, I don't get it. Hold on, people are messaging me on freaking YouTube. Maggie, can you stop being a faggot? Maggie, please. Embarrass me? Well, if you want to get naked and do porn, you can't. Well, shut up. Maggot, stop being a faggot. Oh, wait, a faggot in England is a cigarette. Can you stop being a homosexual? Yo, he called you a slut. Okay, we got drama in the chat room now. Yeah. Yep. Boop. There we go. So, yeah, tell them to suck a dick. There we go. Thank you. What's the next story we got? I'm fresh out of stories. I'm not even halfway through the fucking show. Holy shit! Did I just go through my whole damn monologue in 22 minutes? I hate when I do this damn show by myself. Oh man. So, what else we got going on here? Oh, here it is. See, I just, you know what? For some reason, crazy chicks really turned me the hell on. I really, for some reason, a woman with, like, obvious mental issues, it seems like it'll be entirely fun for the short term. But I know that I'm probably playing with fire. I'll probably get my shit get stabbed and my shit pushed in. Uh, Louis consult the manatees for news. So, anyways, yeah, we got this next story. Apparently, the Kimberly Hames Frank jailed after grabbing a woman's children, insisting that they were her own. A 47-year-old Wisconsin woman was jailed Wednesday after she allegedly approached a woman and her three children, grabbed two of her children, and claimed, "These are my children!" According to the Collier County Sheriff's Office, a woman and her three children were playing in the water at Clam Pass Beach when Frank approached them. Investigators say Frank grabbed the arms of the two children, a 4-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl, and shouted, "These are my kids, Maddie and Meredith." The children's father, who heard his wife shouting, ran to the water and asked his wife what was going on. "Yo, stop yelling, bitch. What the fuck?" She explained what happened and that Frank would not release the children from her grasp, according to the arrest affidavit. The husband was reportedly forced to pry the Frank's hands and hands to loose of his children because she would not let go willingly. I would have punched the hell out of... Dude, I mean, sometimes you can't be proper. You know, somebody's grabbing your kids, you know, you go freaking Power Ranger on them, and you freaking deck them with all your might. Like, "Let go of my kids!" You know, stop being damn polite. Oh, man. Yes, the show is live, Maggot, you douche. God, he's being fucking gay today. Why is Maggot so fucking gay all the time? But anyways, who wants to call in? Call in. We got open lines now because I'm fresh out. I am fresh out. If not, I'm just going to take a quick break and regroup and play a song. And what are we going to do? Yeah, fuck it. Let me play Deadhead by Luca. And we'll be right back. This is the Crutch Shot Radio Show.
You have to know that somehow you will be stopped.
Living in a rat cage, trapped as a slave, brought back from the grave to see if it behaves. Revelation of the method. Take it as you get it. Ran for the wretched men. Answer subjected when. Had dominoes since hobbit holes. Feeding out a pot of gold. See how deep it goes. Creatures roaming and got a bite. 100 nights. Like sodomites fucking with drain pipes. While women came and flogged under Islamic law, getting high off the hog. We didn't make this world, it's outrageous. We just take our pills, never let out of the gate. Chill, I'm about to take off collars, so man up, we handcuffed all road scholars. Made all those dollars and then gave them their salaries. All I got's my back against the wall, I frame reality. To open fields, escape artists, dodging all your coke and pills. My take's honest, not out to close a deal. Quite dangerous, and had the motion to appeal. What the shit? I know conforming it hurts, so before it gets worse, try and stick it in reverse, see if it works. And we don't need no meditation, cause every time we sleep, we reawaken. Yo, trying to find my spine, even though I got a backbone, aligned by the fact that I'll always be alone. Combined with the act that I'm stepping out of line, confide in the fact that we're running out of time. But just in this existence, life is a stage, and you know what it's like to be brave. Trying right as a slave, grown man, better do as he's told. You're getting old, pop, so you leave it alone. No pad and no pen, no friends, which is really close to broke ends. I'm not a victim, I'm not crying. Vibrant, more crystalline than a diamond.
self-worth is why I wish you the best, wish you success. Through the hurt and the stress, happiness is a thing of the past. Once you find it, the wolves wanna whoop your ass. It can't be, the people never organized. If only mobilized, it's only gonna shorten lives. Surprise, back to Willie Lynch theory. Now black feds got max sends, and I'm really cheery. I'm feeling eerie these days, waiting for 2012. If nothing happens, it'd be funny as hell. Fucking us first then, you are under surveillance. The system must come down if it's to be balanced.
Much I hate Godlike Productions. Apparently someone had to make a comment, of course being anonymous, an anonymous coward. Apparently someone says, explain what the show's about, because I posted this. He's like, I can explain. Fake fight with Luke Rakowski and WeAreChange.org, Alex Jones front group, classic divide and conquer. I'm handler of Christy Chakowski. Total fake truther. It's good to think no one knows about him. Sad he has to bump his own post as much a bunch of times to get attention. Yes, well, you know what? I'm tired of these motherfuckers being all fucking cowardly and shit. It's like, you know, either they a bunch of dry snitching motherfuckers. That's all that is. So I got nothing. Yeah. I really just got nothing. Let's see. Okay. So, oh man. So Christy, can you call in? Jesus. I need someone to call in. I'm dying here. And of course, yeah. Damn. What else we got going on here? I already talked about that yesterday. Chicks date guys who are jerks. Oh, fuck. Oi. Yo, Maggot. Yo, chill out with fucking talking to Chrissy like that, man. I yeah. So, anyways, I still got a... Oof. What else? Fuck it. Let me play another song. This is, again, by Luca with, Sober Truth.
There's something going on here beyond the Illuminati. Lucifer sitting at the computer. Copy, merry-go-round is logical. There we go. They war games every fucking possible scenario. The sterilizer, back-breaking paralyzer. I'm about to be out like Paul on a paraglider. They wanna see me fall and tear the lines up. From here to Carolina, time's up, wise up. We see the Baron's greed, indeed it's guaranteed. Give you a deed in the creed when you should gather seed. Maybe I settle for less, but won't settle for stress. Slow the pedal on the devil is a strenuous yes. Stay in the sticks while laying them bricks. Leucotomy and bliss, get contagious and sick. Spit for solutions, maybe something will stick. Now waiting on the rest of you and see you still don't give a shit.
I can find the truth that I be an everyday, average individual. I got superpowers and it's drowning in residual. Creation at its finest, I can see through the lies, because I told them once before, but now the truth dies. Decrepit old men lurking in the basement, ruining the dream as if this was the placement for them. But it's all ours in the end. I hope you live to see what I'm dying to defend. A challenging existence, crawl before you walk, but now we go the distance. Stall before you talk, Tesla had it right. Resources, everything, waste not, want not, the American dream. Energy is everywhere, mind, body, and soul. We live if we dare, find logic is stole. It's a sobering feeling, and at times it's so cold. I'm trying to find the truth, and when I do, I'll let you know.
That was Luca with his song. That was Luca with his song Sober Truth. We got Christy and whoever's calling from New York City breathing into the phone like a fucking obscene phone call.
How you doing?
I actually found two articles that I wanted to talk about, finally. This is from Dr. Henry Macau. And, yay, we got a troll. A troll in the chat room. Whee! So anyways, yeah, we what else we got going? This one article is called It's Okay to Be a Woman. Feminism has destroyed things you most love and need, namely courtship and marriage. This is again written by Dr. Henry Macau from Henry Macau Mackle.com. So, who's calling from New York?
Come on.
Shalala.
Oh. I think, and you know what? This is going to piss off the troll so bad when I play this, but oh well.
Oh, please.
Now introducing, straight from the Ukraine, flying halfway through Europe to land his ass in Israel, then to come across the ocean to United States, to screw over black hurricane victims, I now present to you FEMA.
Yeah, what's up?
What's that?
That's a lot of traveling, FEMA. I mean, just to screw over black hurricane victims?
He does it for the love.
He does. Why are you such a hater, FEMA?
Me? I'm not the one who made up that. I'm not the one who made up that entrance. That's not my voice. That's not my voice at all.
And that's FEMA. That's FEMA with two M's.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a good
Such
one.
Such as gave me two M's.
Yes. FEMA.
FEMA. Two M's. Wouldn't that be more FEMA?
Don't start.
Nah.
We don't take too kindly to your silly logic.
Okay. All right. FEMA. FEMA it is.
Who's that on the phone?
Krusty.
Oh.
Yeah,
must be a bad connection. Sorry.
Yeah.
Probably my cell phone.
You have I was about to say two cans and a string.
Yeah, pretty much.
And are you standing far from the can, or you got to pull back? Got to pull back tightly against the can. I mean.
Yeah, don't pick on me. Cans are cool.
Hey, I'm not picking on you. I like all technology.
That's how we do it out in the Ozarks, you know. This is the backwoods. I mean, I'm talking like Deliverance.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I think people around here like to kill black hurricane victims too, FEMA. I could probably find you some friends.
No. He doesn't kill black hurricane victims.
I don't kill anyone.
No. He screws them over. Like they go. They. You know, he'll give them the wrong amount of change. You know, if they want to buy a Yoo-Hoo, they'll give him a 20. He'll give him back like a Yoo-Hoo costs like $2. He'll give him back like $4 and change from a $20 bill. You know, good living. He'll deplete their entire food stamp account.
Like he'll trade you a dollar for a silver dollar.
I'll give you a Canadian penny.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Hutchinson.
No, I'm Rabbi.
It's my party.
How are you doing?
Yes.
How y'all doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you guys don't know, this is Mike.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
My birthday was March 7th.
You are now a man. I think it's time for you to renounce your Judaism. Come on, renounce it. Come on, you rat Jew bastard. You've been finally exposed. Now we know why you hate the Jews so much, because you actually are one. There you go.
I love that clip so much.
You gotta admit it.
It's so upbeat and very happy, and you're just saying all sorts of things to him to the background.
That's why I like Sublime so much, because they could just, like, you know, tell you, I'm going to fucking kill you, you know, asshole, pop a cap in your ass, and, you know, with a smile and a nice, upbeat, cheery mood.
I love that.
He's talented.
Yeah.
God.
Look, I actually cheered up a group of rape victims to the Nirvana, singing the Nirvana song "Rape Me."
What?
And I put a smile on my face, and I actually had a bunch of them clapping. I'm like, "Rape me." Rape me, my friends.
Well, I'm not much of a Kurt Cobain fan, but I suppose all his music and lyrics were actually about rape.
Well,
His music sounded like rape. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm just
So Mike, how are you doing? Have you painted any swastikas on people's doors lately?
No, I'm not a National Socialist.
Oh, okay.
Oh, speaking of which, Louis does know a socialist or two.
Yeah, he lives in New York, so I suppose he has to.
Yeah, speaking of which, I had this comedian James Inman on my show twice. So I decided last night to just fuck with him.
Because he usually likes getting his ass kicked by girls, but Louis had to go in and show us how to do it right.
Yeah. So yeah. So after a few minutes of me just fucking with him, here we go.
I don't know. I don't know if you do, but I mean.
So as a socialist, so do you believe that Jews shouldn't have their own state?
Gotcha.
You say yeah.
No.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Racist.
I
gotta go.
He says, yeah, no, which one is it? Is it yeah or no? I love that you said no.
Socialist and the National Socialist are, there's a variance there a bit, but not so much on economic policy. Socialists are your modern day liberals. Same types of economic policies as Hitler to a huge extent.
My killed the joke.
Hey, Larry, did you get to talk to Inman today about that?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I think you should call him.
I can't call him now. I use X-Lite to call in the show. I don't use Skype because X-Lite comes out more clearer. Because I'm actually calling digital to digital instead of digital to analog back to digital, which fucks up the quality.
You know, Louis, you really should endorse my method of calling people. Just get on your rooftop and just shout in the general direction of whatever you're trying to call. So if you
That's not your method. That's the Brooklyn Puerto Rican method. That's Porto-tel. It's like, yo! Agnes's kid!
I was told today that, what am I, a Puerto Rican? Why am I yelling?
Yeah, exactly.
let's deal with Louis B's racism toward the Mexicans, okay? No.
And you can't be racist. I can't be racist towards Mexicans because there are Hispanic people, and I'm Puerto Rican, and I'm Hispanic.
Yeah, right.
That's just
so
ludicrous.
Oh, yes, you can.
Mexicans
he hated blacks.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He did the white racist thing.
What do you think about the illegal immigration of Mexicans, Louis B.?
What do I think about the illegal? I'm in the words of Samuel L. Jackson, I'm glad they did, and I hope they burn in hell.
See, your racism comes out.
Yes, yeah,
well,
but it ain't racism. It's nationalism.
Racism.
It's not racism when it's Louis B.
Exactly.
Only if you
nationalism
have like
and racism
and,
in the
yeah,
early days
yeah.
went side by side.
Well,
nationalism is an offspring from racism.
Well, first of all, racism is actually a belief that a group of people is inferior based on their skin color.
Not always on skin color. They'll give different excuses.
Right,
but
term race is actually something that stems from skin color.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest. That's actually the biggest ID. That's the first thing you see in the person. Pigmentation, color.
It's based on the issue of race. They say the idea that one race is better than the other.
Right, which invokes another person being inferior according to the person's belief. So that's pretty much what it means. And that's the most simplest, and actually that's the best definition out there. Because
mm-hmm.
one can't be racist if he's against all people coming here illegally, because Louis, for one, he's against anyone who comes here illegally. So
who wants to build a fence? With the American-Canadian border. Who wants to build one there?
Okay. All right. Let's make it from ice, since they have an abundance of it there.
Nobody wants to build a fence there, and nobody cares.
I'm not sure.
Nobody cares as much.
That's fine. If we
nationalism itself is a silly concept. It's
well,
based
no,
on
he's
the,
not. He's not against. He's not. He's not against immigration. Louis is not against immigration. Those who come here legally, he is not against. Those who become naturalized, or those who become residents, or those who are on worker visas, I'm assuming, Louis is not against those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, but, no, I'm against anything that gives anyone an advantage over people who are actually following the rules.
There you go. That's not racist.
What rules, and who lays down these rules?
They're set laws, and of course they are laws in the Constitution.
Laws in the Constitution that there were no signatories, only witnesses who signed it.
Mm. So the Constitution, well, Constitution was written by those and ratified by those who fought for this country at the time. None of those people are around anymore because this is, I'm talking about the Revolutionary War.
Even if there were signatories, which there were not, it only would have applied to those people in that room who signed it at that time, and they're all dead.
And the people who stayed in this country appropriated. Those
ladies and gentlemen, Benny Cornero.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Comedy. The comedy trio has now been completed. The trilogy of comedy has now been completed.
Oh
yes.
My. Where is he?
Oh, you got this guy? Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, man. And you know, I was about to make jokes about Japan.
Oh, dude, I already made some jokes about Japan. Where the hell were you?
I was fucking watching another earthquake scare from Fox News.
Yeah, no, check this out. Okay, let me just go over this. I guess Japan soon will be the new Atlantis. A strong aftershock ripped through northeastern Japan, killing at least 2 people, injuring more than 100, and piling misery on the region still buried under the rubble of last month's devastating tsunami. With all the earthquakes and tsunamis they're getting, it is safe to assume that they will be going into the ocean. Many gamers and perverts are saddened by this realization. This is because PlayStation, Xbox, and Wii come from Brooklyn and not from Japan. Oops.
Brooklyn. Was that a Brooklyn clip?
It would be fucking busted.
That's not because Park is doing it.
Yeah.
If it came from Brooklyn, it would have been a very lazy version of a Wii.
Yeah. Also, not to mention, lolicon and incest porn will be extinct as soon as that island sinks with the fishes. Environmentalists said that if Japan were to sink, it wouldn't be that bad for the environment because, let's face it, Japs are a very clean people. Another positive is how much of a positive impact this will have on our economy because the S&P has already reported that Japanese pussy is now a very valuable commodity as it has been listed as $400,000 an ounce. Shaved Japanese pussy is rumored to be worth more at $500,000 an ounce. So some bad news, good news sort of story here.
Make all the jokes you want to about them as HARP is destroying their land. And
so, can you stop reading the Onion News, Louis?
I wrote that!
You wrote that.
It's HARP who is doing these things.
Yeah. Mark.
Listen, Louis.
Yes.
I do not sign off on this crap.
Yeah, well, dude, and look on the bright side. Like I said, look on the bright side. Japanese hookers are going to be cheaper. I mean, as per the article on...
See, Louis's not racist. I told you he loves Asian women.
I'm sorry, what happened?
They're going to be more expensive if all of them drown.
No, it won't.
Be
no,
more
it won't
expensive
because...
when they bring them over here.
Exactly. see, we're shipping Japanese women into the major U.S. cities like cattle. They're going to be, you know, we're going to have a whole bunch of geishas.
Oh, boy, here come the letters. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to write a letter to the Crotch Out Radio Show, please contact Crotch Out Radio Show, care of Louis B.
All right,
Brooklyn,
you know what
New York.
I'm ask for, right? Since FEMA is on the line, you know what I'm going to ask for?
The most controversial piece on Asians ever since Asians are in the library on YouTube.
I'm going to do some prank calling.
I can't do prank calling anymore. Fucking people were too busy dry snitching on me. And
you know
I got
dry
snitching. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, who's dry snitching?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Louis. Louis, you disappoint me.
Wow.
And in the Japanese fashion of harikiri, I therefore ask you to stab yourself in the gut right now because you disappointed and failed.
Well, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know what time is it, right?
I sure do know what time it is. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Crotch Out Radio Show. It is 10:53 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. Time for the weather report. It's looking like a clear sky tonight with a lot of cars on the BQE. Oh, God. That one looks very dangerous. Okay. God, I'm trying to help this lady cross the road here on the highway, but I'm having very difficult time, so I'm just going to leave her in the middle. I got to do my weather report. Tomorrow's going to be very clear, very nice weather, very sunny. No rain reported so far. And if there is, so sue me. I'm going to get out of the traffic here because it's a little too car-y over here, you know? Ah, fuck.
All right.
Next time, Louis, open the door to the van when I ask.
No. Well, you're Jewish.
Oh,
so
your
I say,
boyfriend's
I,
here.
So I... What?
What
What's
is that?
That?
So I,
he's
anyway,
offering you his penis.
Oh, God. Yes, I am.
Christy, you need penis more than I do.
You're right. But I just think that's really sweet of him to offer that to you.
Well, you take it because someone needs to knock them cobwebs loose.
All right, you got to come this way, inside job.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got there with your inside job.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the crotch. Ladies and gentlemen, the crotch shot penis joke.
Yeah.
I like this little Facebook from Chrissy. She says, oh no, big strong patriots crying over hearing that Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones are quote unquote one of them. LOL, come on big guys, start using your head. Hero worship will get you more of the same. Smiley face. That's pretty good.
Yeah, baby, bow down and worship me now.
Got some good news for you eugenicists out there. Schumer said the Senate will never defund Planned Parenthood. So,
so that means those fundraisers on the street fucking with me saying, would you like to give money to Planned Parenthood? And I say, no, fuck you and fuck Margaret Sanger. they won't
she's
have
dead,
to be.
Man. You want
to
fuck her? I mean, she's dead.
Well, you know, necrophilia is fun. You don't have to worry about STDs or pregnancy.
How long ago did she die, whoever this person is?
1800s, I think, or
it wasn't
early,
the 1800s.
Late
1900s.
Early 1900s she died.
So I'm assuming you would then be having sexual intercourse with dust?
Yes.
No,
okay.
She died in 1966.
Okay, well, shit, dust.
All right, dude, you just got
to... Well, Louis, last time you tried that, you ended up in the hospital with Haitian nurses.
Yeah, you did, And that was not pleasant because I had to visit you.
Yeah, and we had to do your show for you.
Wow. That was embarrassing.
That's where Louis came out of the closet.
No, shut the fuck up. Every show now? Every show is that one guy.
See,
is that all you got?
Denial,
is that
denial.
All you got?
I had to eat a bunch of burgers, gain 300 pounds, and pretend to do your voice.
Hey,
what?
Just 300 burger, 300 burgers, really? That's all it took?
Yeah, man. Dude, I believe
you have no dedication. You know what, dude? If you really want to be like me, you cut the bullshit and eat some pork.
Okay, fine. You know what? Fine.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. You know what? Because you know what? You know what, dude? Your religion is just bullshit.
It's not my religion. I actually do it for health reasons.
Health reasons. What's wrong? I've never heard anyone die of pork.
I wasn't born religious.
I'm gonna force feed you some fucking.
Who cares, man?
Force feed you some pork chops.
He doesn't
Louis,
need anything he doesn't want.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why I don't smoke.
Yeah.
You know, who cares?
Chrissy, men talking.
Louis, it's the same reason why I don't smoke. Louis, it's the same reason why I don't smoke, why I don't do a lot of different things, because I don't want
it's
to.
The same is that the same reason why you don't eat pussy, which is why your first girlfriend left you?
So he doesn't like
not really,
fish,
but,
big deal.
But at least I had a girlfriend. I didn't have to pay her money to be with me.
Dude, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have lost your virginity to begin with. Wasn't I had to freaking grab you by the head like, dude, talk to her.
Again, I did the rest of the work. That's the thing, and I didn't have to pay her to stay with me. You, on the other hand, have to empty out your savings account. Just for one day.
You mean a penny jar?
For your money, I would have approached a surgeon.
He got you. He shut you down on your own show.
Damn it. Shut the fuck up. Oh, you fucking faggot.
You really shut
me
down.
Yeah, he got the piggy bank.
Yeah, that's fucking funny. I can see Louis like, oh, wait. Grandma's savings pot. I can cash this out.
Wait, here's the part where we say truce and stop the friendly fire.
Damn. Friendly fire, Felix, FEMA just destroyed the entire Puerto Rican army. Paco is down. Paco is down. Daddy Yankee.
Fine.
You got your all. Wisin and Wanyandel.
Is that what you call a Molotov cocktail?
Louis, at this point, just get back to the negotiation table.
No, and notice how no one pays attention to Christie's joke. It's like,
yes. Yes, yeah. But it was funny to me.
You know what he did? He really gave you the pachanga.
And Casey got it, too.
He really pachanga you.
He did not pachanga me. He didn't pachanga me.
He really pachanga you. You didn't see him, and you were at the train station, and FEMA came
through.
Dude,
I mean, it's fine and dandy. It's fine and dandy, here's the thing, FEMA. I might have to empty out my bank account for chicks, but at least when they leave, I'm not mush.
So you're a bigger man because you can hide your emotion, or you think you can. Oh, come on.
Hey, so why you always help people? Stay out of this.
Again, Louis, I may be mush, but I'm a... You know what?
What the...
Who's blowing a bugle?
Hold on, I'm trying to do the song. Toro.
Yeah.
He really patangoed you. He really embarrassed you. See, you just get bitched on your show. Christy comes on, takes over. Glenn comes on, takes over. FEMA comes on, takes over. You're just like worse than a Chinese prostitute.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even make us stand in line. We get to take him all at once.
Yeah, he says me fuck. No, he say me fucky long time. They come in and they put a random penis.
So Louis, talk about your recent ventures of breaking up card games, illegal ones on the street.
No, don't change the subject. He's getting raped
I'm gonna
right now. We're raping him. Hold on.
You break up illegal card games? Like
we're raping
him.
Wait. There was no card game. He got raped. And he got patangas.
Listen.
Okay, speaking about rape, that's how you were made, so shut the fuck up, Benny. Mike, you're just a fucking monotone-ass bitch, so you stay out
okay.
of it.
Louis Chupa yeah. El Pitpene, huh? Huh?
Something about
Anyways, you know that he's just trying to get me to cook him his favorite meal. freaking Mike, go, you know.
Oh, potato kugel.
Yeah, he wants potato.
Oh, come on, Louis. What,
more like a cock sandwich. That's what Louis enjoys for lunch. Big cock sandwich right in his mouth. He
dude, don't tell me
he
what's the special.
For his
first of all, don't tell me there's fucking specials on your dad's restaurant menu, all right?
You like
yummy for his tummy.
Yeah.
He enjoys cock sandwich in his mouth.
Will we come out of the closet?
Is he still selling titty cheese, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shut the fuck up. See, I'm king shit. What did we learn today?
You mute me like a pussy.
There you go. I mute you like a boss. All right. I'm done getting my ass kicked.
Man.
I'm done getting my ass kicked. So anyways.
So why don't you join in?
Oh, what?
We won't tell anybody.
So what? Shut the fuck up, Mike. Really? Really?
We'll be your friend regardless.
I'm gonna tell some fucking lame jokes and jump in, you know, and be part of the crowd. Dude. Yeah, exactly. I'm imitating you.
For a minute, I thought you were imitating Glenn.
Yeah, well, doesn't he sound like fucking Glenn?
I know, right?
I'm a very good imitator.
Dude, he, and not only does he sound like, he sounds like an anti-Semite Glenn.
Oh, please.
How is Glenn not an anti-Semite?
So you mean he sounds like Glenn?
Glenn's self-hating.
Yeah.
I don't hate Arabs. Now let's move on.
Jews are Arabs. I mean, Jews are Semites. So are Arabs, Jews, Amharic people, they're Semites.
Depends which Jews you're talking about, whether we're talking about Sephardim or Ashkenazim.
What does Ashkenaz mean? Time for a history lesson, boys. What does Ashkenaz mean?
Ashkenaz is a particular name in the book of Genesis. Of lineage.
Wrong. Ashkenaz means
distant
north. That is
not wrong. You can look it up.
Ashkenaz means different, distant north. I read Hebrew. Shut up. I read Hebrew. Ashkenaz means distant north. Ashkenaz means distant north. What is Sephard?
Yes, I'm giving you the origin.
What does Sephard mean?
I'm going to be looking this up as we...
Hold on, guys. Please. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
What does Sephard mean?
Let me meet everybody except Mike and FEMA. So
okay,
there we go.
I'm not sure what Sephard means, but I'm.
You're not sure, but you talk about it so much, right? You're not sure, but you talk about it so much, right? Like the many other things. So I am going to tell you. Yeah, a lot of people talk about different things, and so you think it's okay to talk, right? Right?
I think it's quite okay to talk because I've got the.
I am going to tell you. I am going to tell you what Sephard means. Sephard means, in Hebrew, Spain. Spain, yes, Spaniard Jews. Those who came from Spain. Do you know what Spain is? Not in the Middle East, I am sorry. Spain is in Europe. Now, the meaning of the word Spain and the distant north, and there is another group of people called Mizrahi, and those Jews are Eastern. Those are from the East. Now, here are the three different meanings, genius. Spain is the first settlement in Europe where Jews lived. After the Spanish Inquisition and the latter, the expulsion of the Jews from Spain, that group of people who lived in Spain became a culture of people, of Spanish Jews. They lived in Spain for a long time. They developed their own traditions, their own ways of having different cuisines and so on and so forth. They became known as the Sephardic Jews, Sephardic. And this is actually a very recent term used to describe people. And
that
by recent,
right.
I mean contemporary. I'm talking. And in addition to, the reason why they started calling these people Sephardic is because they made up all those other meanings for the other people. Now, what happens after the Jews became expelled from Spain? They went to other countries, Portugal, Turkey, meaning the Ottoman Empire. They went to eventually South America. Yeah, the first colony of Jews lived here in the 1600s. Actually, even earlier than that, the 1400s. Now, they started coming here by the boats, by the boatloads, the first colonies of Jews. These would be later known as the Crypto-Jews, who are known today to be living in Dominican Republic, different parts of South America, pretty much all over Latin America, and they identify themselves because they still have Jewish traditions in their families, even though they have been raised Catholic and predominantly Catholic, although there are other countries in South America who have different types of denominations of Christianity. Now, getting back to the subject at hand, the Sephardic Jews. Sephardic Jews are basically those who stayed with these same traditions out of those Jews who came from Spain. Now, Ashkenazic Jews are those Jews who went into Germany after the Jews were invited to come into Germany. They came from Spain into Germany, settled in Germany, and eventually the German colonies, eventually going to Poland. Poland from Germany. These people were known as Ashkenazic. Ashkenazim comes from the word distant north because they actually came into the distant north. And their traditions were slightly changed. Now, these communities were all different. The community in Israel, at the time when they were, well, Israel changed its name over the time. There was the land of Israel, it was also Judea, after the Romans conquered it. Before that, it was Judah. And, of course, different kingdoms of Solomon, Saul, and David. Those were different communities. There were communities in Aleppo, which is today in the Middle East. There were communities in Spain, and there was a community, a large community of Jews living in Germany. And, of course, they went on to other parts of the world. Now, out of Poland, they went to Eastern Europe and other parts. But those same Sephardic Jews who I was telling you about who went to the Ottoman Empire and so on and so forth, they also went to the Eastern Europe by means of the Balkan states. The Balkan states, today known as the former Yugoslav republics, they also stayed there. So Jews are pretty much mixed. Now, the other group of people, you think that you know who the Ashkenazic Jews are, but you're actually referring to the so-called group of people known as the Khazarim. I mean, the Khazars. The Khazars are actually people of Asiatic origin who came out of course, Asia. They are a Turkic group, and they settled in Ukraine. They converted into Judaism, and they followed it until the time when they were pretty much wiped out. The total number of Khazar Jews who are in the world, no one really knows. It's actually a very small number. And through genetic testing, it's also been known that those numbers are very, very low. And Ashkenaz Jews, Sephardic Jews, and Mizrahim, they all share same DNA. Now, they are all Jews. And I don't care what you or any other anti-Semite in the world who thinks they know what they're talking about.
Or any other anti-Semite, you are a fucking dickwad.
Ooh, and that's your comeback line? You're calling me a dickwad?
No, my comeback is that you are saying things that have no relevance whatsoever.
But I backed it up.
You bring up these loaded terms that have nothing to do with the discussion.
What is the discussion? You didn't even know what Sephard means. Oh, I don't know what it is, but I'm talking about it.
What I was saying before you interrupted me is that these terms are found in the Old Testament of the Bible.
Really? Do you read Hebrew?
It's in the Old Testament of the Bible. This is common knowledge. Are you going to argue with that?
Do you read Hebrew?
Are you going to argue with that? Yes or no?
I am going to argue whether those terms are in the Bible or not. The problem with you is that you don't want to admit when you just got shot down and you had your ass handed to you.
No, but are they in the Old Testament of the Bible or not?
Old Testament? Oh, you mean the Torah. Yeah. And Ashkenaz means distant north, like you didn't know. And Sephard is something called Spain.
You see, both terms you, and that's only the modern definition of what it means, Spain.
No.
Number one, because number two, Spain didn't exist, and a variant of that term
go
is
tell that
used
to the
in the book of Genesis. And that's a fact.
Go tell that to the Spaniards. Now, those groups of people, Sephardic and Ashkenazic Jews, the term did not exist for them until the 20th, 19th centuries. So you're technically wrong.
No, my whole point is that the origin of the term is found in the book of
Genesis. No, your whole point was the Ashkenazic Jews are not Jewish. That was your whole point.
I don't care who is defined as Jewish or not because
I don't care either, but you said earlier that the Ashkenazic Jews are not Jewish and the Sephardic ones are. The whole point is...
No, I don't dispute that they're not Jewish.
Yes, you did. We could play the show over and we could hear you say that. We have it recorded.
I don't say that they're not Jewish.
Yes, you did. You said the Ashkenazi Jews are non-Jewish.
No, what I said is that
the Sephardic ones are and the Ashkenazic ones are not.
More of a Middle Eastern component than others. No. And before I was interrupted,
Ashkenazic and Sephardic are the same with the local population. Because Ashkenazic and Sephardic are the same, genetically and ethnically.
Okay.
Religiously.
Really, genetically, that doesn't matter. Race isn't an issue to me.
I'm not. I never said race. I said genetically. Race is not genetics. Genetics is science. It's called testing DNA, mDNA.
Somewhat genetics don't matter to me.
I don't care if it matters to you. It matters to nature. And nature is the...
So it matters to you, so you're...
It doesn't matter
to
me.
You out of this.
It's a fact. It's like saying, well, the sun doesn't matter to me. Well, actually, it should matter to you because it's there.
So the group that you share genes with matters to you above any other one?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. Matters to me for what?
In general,
I really don't care if it... In general, it doesn't really matter because I was born without the knowledge of anything related to that. Where I was born had absolutely nothing to me to do with genetics or anything else. So,
okay, so where did the genetics matter to you?
Where did the genetics matter to me? Well, when the question comes into hand, when we were talking about Semites, you said, oh, I'm not against Arabs. Well, I know that because you're against Jews. Well, the fact is, I said,
no,
Arabs,
I'm not
Jews,
against
and I'm hard
Jews.
People.
That's a blanket statement. That's
it is a
not
blanket
true.
Statement, but it's true. Jews, Arabs, and Amharic people are Semites. And you said, well, no, only the Sephardic ones are. Well, you're wrong. Sorry.
What I was saying is that some have more concentration of Semitic blood than others, depending on the migration.
Oh, but now you are talking about genetics. Blood is genetics.
Yes, but I'm speaking as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes. Well,
that
means it does matter to you. To prove your point, then you're invoking genetics. And you told me, well, does it matter to you? Well,
it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, but it does, since you're using it to prove a point. Right?
You use the word anti-Semite toward me, and I wanted to get the technicalities. You're the one who initiated, buddy. You did.
I did not. Someone called
you
initiated
the use of the term anti-Semite.
Actually, no, Louis did.
Very
Louis
term.
Initiated the term of anti-Semite.
I have no desire to hear the use of this word. It's practically useless.
Oh,
why not use the word racist like every other race does?
Well, because some don't accept racist form of identification. I don't. I don't use skin color to identify people. Sorry.
That's a lie. You call Blackie a black person.
Blackie a black person?
And you call Louie a brownie.
Oh, do I? That's because I want to look him all up.
What? You called me a whitey.
Dude. Yeah,
well,
and you know that ain't true because Benny's nothing but a fucking light-skinned nigga bitch.
You said that they matter to you, they matter to nature, and I'm asking in what scope do these things matter to you?
What scope? You're missing the point. Again, it's not about me, it's about you.
You said that these things matter to you, and you won't answer the question. You're evading.
Say that, Fima, say that, say it right, say it right. It's not
it doesn't
about
matter.
Me.
It's not about me, it's about you.
There you go.
Well, you're the one who said that it matters to you, and it matters to nature, and of course you're
well, actually,
putting
that it should matter to you, because Louis called you an anti-Semite, and you said, no, I don't hate Arabs. And then I said, well, Jews are Semites too. And then you said that, well, no, only the Sephardic ones are, not the Ashkenazic ones. And then that's where it spiraled off into the whole tangent.
That
my whole 10-minute
speech. How much... Okay, let me clarify myself further. There is a variance of amount
that's not what
to
you
immigration
said.
And amount of breeding that took place with the local population.
That's not what you said before. You said...
That's me clarifying
beginning.
My point.
It doesn't matter. You
it doesn't matter. I'm going to use what you said wrong against you. It doesn't matter.
Are you copying yourself?
That was actually pretty good.
Are you copying yourself?
Can you ask that question again?
Are you trying to copy yourself? What voice?
No, I'm not trying to copy myself.
So why did you just sound like yourself in a different tone? Only more.
I was impersonating you.
Well, you've done a pretty bad job of it because you didn't sound
smart. I did a really good job.
Actually, no. You didn't sound smarter. If you wanted to impersonate,
no, you
would get a job
like
and live in New York.
That's what you sound like.
Okay. Again, if you wanted to impersonate me, you would get a job, move to New York, and have a good life and be smart. But, again, you're not impersonating.
New York is a concrete jungle that I am not interested in moving to.
Really? I live in a neighborhood full of trees and grass.
That's great, but how far off are all those buildings and all the pollution that
it's actually very close, 15 minutes, and there's actually less pollution than in other parts of the country. What are you talking about? Most people
of course
take the
there are, but it's more
most
highly
people take the subway.
In some areas more than others.
Most people take the subway. What are you talking about?
Louis takes the subway.
That's not.
What? Louis, come on. Do you know you take the subway with your Medicare and food stamps?
I'm not
I don't like the subway.
First,
I hate the subway.
First of all, which one of us is use government assistance, Mr. Fucking, fucking extended unemployment benefits?
You know, you are a fucking brownie.
Yeah. Brownie, really?
You're Sephardic too.
Not.
You are. You're from Spain, so technically at that point you're Sephardic.
Ah.
And you're funny.
Yeah. So
you don't
so
have
do you
money,
call,
so
what
I
do you call?
What do you call?
What do you call? What do you call? Fucking your ass from fucking. I got nothing. Shit.
You
fuck.
Suck.
Damn it.
Tuck balls.
Damn
it. These big balls in your mouth. Look at this. See, you let FEMA and this other guy take over your show.
I had nothing. I don't give a shit.
The show.
I hear different things. I think you guys are doing great. Keep it up.
The show officially ended. The show officially ended like 19 minutes ago. Yeah, you're a fucking loser.
You're a loser. You like
at
Asians.
At least my family loves me.
You're a loser that likes Asians.
Yeah, well, I like. Well, I'm not a loser, but I
and
like.
And you let FEMA come on your show and rape you.
Yeah, well, you let FEMA come on your face, so.
No.
Hey, you can't prove that.
No.
Yes, you can. He got that milk. He got that freaking Hasidic milk mustache. He got them freaking curls growing on his. I got nothing.
Yeah, you suck tonight.
Damn
you really suck. Christine's penis is entering your buttocks.
Yeah, whatever.
It's going
anyway,
in and out of your a-hole.
Anyways, fuck it. I gotta cut my losses. Good night, everybody.